Breaking news, the lettering and illustration market is not oversaturated. In this episode, I'm going to show you the four key factors you need to embrace to find your unique place and thrive with your work. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and in this solo show, I share strategies and tactics that you can use to propel forward your career as a lettering artist or illustrator. There's no room for me. Have you ever said that? I hear this echoed far too often. The belief that the market is oversaturated with lettering artists and illustrators and that there isn't enough work to go around has become a common notion in our industry. And it's a myth that holds many artists from even trying to pursue their dreams or to make a living with their skills, their work, right? Now, before we dive into today's episode, I want to let you know that I'm hosting a workshop called Secrets to Success in Lettering and Illustration. This workshop is happening just once a year, and over the course of 4 days, you will join an amazing community of other creatives on the mission of building a business with their artistic talents, making a living with their skills. And during this workshop, we're going to spend 4 days together in this bite-sized, compact workshop, and we will touch on a myriad of things, but specifically we are going to help you create a career you love and achieve your major goals. I'm going to show you how to identify income opportunities and find clients. I'm going to help you map your next 6 months of progress. I'm going to share with you the five essential steps to build your freelance business as a lettering artist and illustrator. And I'm gonna connect you with a community of lettering artists and illustrators that are after the same things that you're after right now. And you're gonna experience firsthand how is it to surround yourself with people that are really pushing in the same direction. Now, this is for you, regardless of whether you have launched your freelance business or not. If you have been freelancing for a while, this workshop will help you get better results and improve what you have been doing already. So go and sign up for the workshop. The workshop is for free and it happens just once a year. Go to martinaflor.com/secrets-workshop. I'm going to add this to the show notes, but make sure that you join, because also the workshop will give you a taste into Leap Now, which is my group, my business group coaching program for lettering artists and illustrators, which is which I often speak about here, but it's also happening as well once a year. We just take one group of lettering artists and illustrators per year into the program. And this is a great opportunity for you to get a sneak peek into the program and also have priority access. If you want to join the program, you will have priority access by joining the workshop, right? So go to martinaflor.com/secrets-workshop so that you can sign up for the workshop series. Now back to the topic of today's episode. We were speaking about the lettering and illustration market is oversaturated, right? Or this notion that the lettering and illustration market is oversaturated. So let me share with you why this myth needs to be debunked. And I want to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you if this is what you think or this is what you feel, because this is a very, very common feeling among many artists and illustrators are there out there. So I want to tell you that you know, you're not alone. And this is why I'm creating this podcast episode specifically to share with you why this is a myth. And you're hearing this from someone who has been making a living as a lettering artist for over 13 years. And also I have not only worked with many lettering artists and illustrators throughout the years who are making a living with their art and their work, but also I have interviewed many of them here on this podcast. If you have been following this podcast for a while, you can go check those out and you will see that there's in the podcast only, in this podcast only, there's dozens of those that are successfully running a business with their skills as lettering artists and illustrators. So this myth needs to be debunked, because your world is, number one, your world is not the world, you know, and we are often caught up in the bubble of social media, right? Because let's be honest, is one of the things that we all consume daily, right? And our Instagram feeds are filled with the work of talented people out there, designers, lettering artists, illustrators, and we start believing that this bubble that we are in is our world and is the world, right? I think it's important to remember ourselves, or to remind ourselves, that this is not the entire world. There's, you know, outside this bubble of Instagram and social media that we have built for ourselves because we are interested in what we do. We are interested in lettering, and we are interested in illustration and creativity. So we go and follow all these people that are doing amazing work out there, and we create this small bubble for ourselves. So when we go into Instagram, or we sign in our Instagram account, all we see is other people doing what we are doing, right? And we begin to believe that, oh my God, there's just too many. There's no room for me, right? Now, I want to tell you that this is not the entire world. Think about like how many people lives in this world. I don't even know the number, but it's billions, right? So there's a vast world of people who are not creatives, who cannot do what you do at all, not even close, and that are searching for your unique skills. There's thousands of brands and companies who need your skills to sell their products, tell their stories, communicate and connect with their customers, right? The skills that you have are so unique, and there's a lot of people who are looking for unique skills like yours, right? And I have to say that I am from the belief that there's never been a better moment to make a living with your art. And take it from someone who started in this business over 13 years ago. And things were really different back then. Things, you know, the kind of tools that we nowadays have in our hands were not available back then, right? And nowadays we have so many tools to just promote our work. You have so many tools to promote your work, to reach new markets, to connect with people that are outside the country in which you live in. The opportunities are endless, right? So I want to tell you that right now there's never been a better moment to make a living with your skills, just because of the availability of opportunities that you have in front of you, right? And not only because of the web, things have expanded, markets have expanded, but also because nowadays you can download an app and promote your work and connect with clients. This is in your fingertips, right? And this is a great opportunity for artists and for anyone else who is trying to make a living with whatever they love doing. So remember, number one, the world or your world or your bubble is not the world. There's an immense world out there. And if you can find a market, if you can communicate effectively with the people you can better help with your work, there's no, you know, the sky is the limit, right? Because you have the potential to reach anyone you want with your work and to help anyone you want with your work, right? And there's a lot of people who need the kind of skills that you have. There's a lot of people who couldn't imagine doing that in any way, right? And for you, it's second nature. For you, making a drawing, creating a lettering piece, it's like, I love doing this and I can do it amazingly. And this is just what I do every day. And it's just natural. Whereas for other people, it's like, I don't know how you do this, right? Have you ever experienced this? I've experienced this over and over, like showing someone my work and it's like, how do you do that? How do you even start, right? So for us, this is our world. This is something that we do and it's natural. And it's like, oh yes, I'm gonna sit down at my desk just to do a lettering piece, create a lettering piece or do an illustration or this or that. But for others, it's like unthinkable, right? So remember that what you do is really special. And there's people who are looking exactly for, or there's a vast world that is looking for exactly the skills that you have to offer. And the point number two to debunk this myth is that not only there's a vast world who can benefit from the skills that you have, the unique skills that you have, but also no one can do it your way. And this is something I work, we work intensively into inside my coaching programs. You know, clients, social media followers, colleagues, they all crave for genuine connections. We are all human beings trying to connect with other human beings, right? Now, we choose those human beings that we want to connect with based on certain things that we can relate to or with certain things that we can resonate with, right? Now, when someone hires you, when someone decides to work with you, they will not only do it because you have the skills of being able to create an illustration or being able to do a lettering piece. They will also connect with you as an individual. They connect with your story, your values, even some of the quirky details that have to do with moving countries or you know, being a pizza fan or whatever. So I always encourage every aspiring artist or every working artist to just bring up those very special stories that make them. And I mention this because oftentimes I visit a website, and I think I touched on this on a previous episode where I was giving you some advices on how to build a portfolio. And I often visit online portfolios of lettering artists and illustrators, and I think I land on the homepage and I normally go directly to the bio page just to see who is the person behind this. Like, who is the person who is creating that artwork, right? And more often than not, I find no picture of the artist, right? There's no picture whatsoever. And there's this brief description of like, hi, I am based in, I don't know, London, and I'm open for freelance work. Contact me on this email, right? No bio, no story, no I am this person, I'm passionate about this, I enjoy working for this or that, those type of clients, nothing, right? And as a client, as a human being, because clients are also human beings, you know, I want to know who I will be working with eventually. If I hire that artist, right? I want to know what motivates them to do the work they do, right? And I found also personally in my own story that in the very beginning, I tried to hide some of the aspects of my personality, of my story. I remember that one of the things that I will refrain from mentioning was that I was coming from South America, because I felt that people would judge me. They would think like, well, she's not gonna deliver on time, or she's gonna be late to the meetings, because we as South Americans, we have so many different labels. And I didn't want people to put labels on me based on my background, right? And my origin. But as I grew more confident into who I was as a person, as an artist, I started sharing more this aspect of my story. And it turns out that eventually this started to connect with people, with the people I nowadays work with. So many of the people I work with, or many of the people who hire me, who hired me throughout the years as an artist, they were connecting with me as perhaps because they were South Americans and they thought, oh, well, I'm going to hire this South American artist. Or they were, you know, they relocated cities and they connected with me because I was a South American living in Berlin, right? So this aspect of being a South American living in another country, at the end of the day, became a point of connection with some of my clients, right? And nowadays, for instance, many of the people who now join my coaching programs are perhaps people who relocated cities, and they are attracted to me, or they feel attracted to me or what I have to offer because they can resonate with that, right? So I'm just telling you this background story just for you to understand how people who will eventually hire you or connect with you to work with you will not only connect with the kind of skills that you have, but also with those details, with those things, with that story that makes you you, right? So your personality and your skills, they create a perfect combination for your ideal clients, and that is what sets you apart from others, right? So back to the myth of there's no room for me and the market is oversaturated. Remember, number one, your world, your little bubble is not the world, right? There's a huge world of people out there who think that your skill is unique, who could never imagine doing something like that and who need you, right? There's thousands of companies and brands and individuals who need the kind of skill that you have, right? So remember, your little bubble is not a representation of the world. And number two, no one can do it your way, right? So you not only have a unique skill, but also the combination of your personality with your skills make a unique profile, a unique product in a way, right? And this is what sets you apart from others. So there is room for you as long as you embrace those two aspects that you have. First, your skills, and you hone your skills and you try to do great work, but also your story, your personalities, your personality, your path, right? So if you embrace those things, there will always be a place in the market for you. Now, how to find your place in the market, how to gain your space in the market. Number one, focus on creating great work, right? I was just mentioning you have this skill. Now, hone it, own it, improve it. Your work is a superpower, as I often say. You need to focus on creating great work and never let that be less, right? It's your asset as an artist, right? Number two, remember always to share your story and who you are, right? This is a differential part of your profile as an artist. Don't forget about yourself. The person who is creating the art is very important for the people who will eventually hire you. So never hide it. Always share your story alongside your work, right? Number three, don't be afraid of niching down, right? I think that oftentimes we think that because we niche down, we are reducing the amount of opportunities that we have. But the truth is that if you define what is the people you can better help with your work, that reduces first the amount of people that you need to reach out to, right? It makes it easier for you to market yourself because it's just trying to gain a few clients and not trying to market to the world, right? And it's easier also for clients to find you. For instance, if I niche down to creating logotypes or branding for local businesses, then it will be much easier for me to reach out to those local businesses because I know which kind of language I can use with them. I know where to find them. I just need to reach out to that small segment of the market. Whereas if I try to market myself to the entire world, it's just very hard to grasp, right? Who do I contact first? Who do I send an email to? Who do I call, right? So don't be afraid of niching down and finding a certain market for which you want to work. And lastly, use your previous experiences to leverage your creative skills. And I tell you this because oftentimes I meet graphic designers or creatives who are looking to pivot careers and into a more creative path, for instance, like illustration or lettering, right? And they think that they need to start over again. And I always say that you never start over again. You can use all your experiences or the experiences that you have had as a creative, as a graphic designer. You can always use them to build your way as a illustrator or lettering artist, right? So those experiences will always leverage your new skills or your creative skills, right? So don't neglect them. Don't try to just shut them down and start over, right? You never start over, and that's great. It's very empowering because you don't need to just start from scratch. You come with all these experiences that come with you. So again, let's go through the list of, you know, how you can find a place for yourself in the market. We just went through a few points that debunk the myth of like the market is oversaturated and there's no place for you. And I want you to leave this episode with a few things that you could do to find your place in the market, right? So number one, focus on creating great work. Right? Your work is your superpower, is your main asset as an artist, and you need to hone it, own it, improve it, show it. Number two, share your story and who you are. Don't forget that people want to work with people, and who you are, where you're coming from, your personal story is differential, right? Number three, don't be afraid of niching down. Choosing a small part of the market that makes sense with the work you do and that you can better help with your work will make it easier for you to market yourself, will make it easier for them to find you. Yes, in general, it will facilitate things for you. Number four, use your previous experiences to leverage your creative skills, right? Use anything that you have experienced in the past to help you leverage what you do as a creative. Right? Never neglect whatever you have done in the past, even if it seems totally unrelated to what you want to do next. Always, you know, your experiences will always build up or will always leverage whatever you want to start next, right? And the last thing I want to do in this episode is to invite you to my upcoming workshop, Secrets to Success in Lettering and Illustration, is happening on the 15th of June. We are starting on the 15th of June. We are doing a 4 workshop series. Of course, if you cannot make it to any of those sessions, we will make replays available for you, but you need to sign up in order to receive them. So go to martinaflor.com/secrets workshop. I'm going to add this to the show notes. But again, martinaflor.com/secrets workshop to sign up for the workshop series. I hope to see you there at the workshop. And I hope you have enjoyed this solo episode. See you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.